It's the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Beats.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Wednesday.
It is actually Wednesday.
Today is Wednesday.
Today is Wednesday.
Not yesterday.
No.
Today is Wednesday. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
You have strong coffee this morning, I understand.
I do, yeah. I made the coffee today, and my husband asked how many grams I used, because we weigh our coffee beans before we hand grind them.
You weigh them, and you...
We weigh them, and then we hand grind them with our fancy grinder, and he asked how many grams I had used, and I had accidentally used the amount of grams for 8 cups of water instead of 6, so...
And you use the metric system, too. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
You and your European coffees.
I don't know.
What kind of coffee did you make this morning?
It's Jamaican. So it's
not European.
No, but it's really good. Extra caffeine today.
You tend to favor the Jamaican, I see.
That comes up
more frequently.
We have a lot of it right now and not so much of the other ones. So I think that's what I had yesterday, too. That's my theory. Because I didn't know yesterday. I'm sticking to it.
It's because you thought it was Wednesday, so you had to have Jamaican coffee on Wednesday.
Yep.
Well, it's Wednesday morning. What is today as well as Wednesday?
It's World Down Syndrome Day. I sounded really sure of myself on that one.
You did. You sounded so confident. World Down Syndrome Day. Now, I think Down Syndrome Awareness Month is late October in the year, but today's World Down Syndrome Day. We have a very touching story to share in just a moment.
I love these stories.
Yes. Yeah, we get to catch up with a family we talked to a few years ago on another program here on KFUO. So get to catch up on their story. And then it is camp week.
It is camp week.
All week.
You can follow us on Twitter. We've got Lutheran Camp Week.
Hashtag Lutheran Camp Week.
Yeah. If y'all want to share your Lutheran camp stories with us, you can hashtag it.
I have a cool camp story, but it's not about me. So let's get to our guest.
That.
Joining us by phone this morning, Ellen McLattery. She's mother of Samuel and wife, and they're members of Messiah in Danville, and shared the story of, she's not just mom of Samuel. They have a whole family of kids, growing family. Ellen, welcome back. I'm glad to have you. Sarah's glad to have you too. We're all glad to have you here on the Coffee Hour this morning. Thanks for being our guest.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I didn't have coffee. Sarah's having coffee.
Apparently not.
I haven't had coffee either. So.
And it's early for you, isn't it? It's 7 a.m.
It is early, but, you know, the kids get up at 6, so.
Yeah, that's not early.
It's not so bad.
So everybody's going in the Clattery house this morning.
Absolutely.
Well, I think the last time you and I talked, we had shared your story. You had shared your story of why you chose life for your son, Samuel, when you had learned that he had Down syndrome. Let's go back and recap that story and how that made some news, not just here, but in other places as well, when you shared that, your story of why you chose life.
Yeah, so at the time I had read an article by a woman who explained why she had chosen abortion when she found out that the baby she was carrying had Down syndrome, and that obviously stirred up some strong feelings for me. CME was about a year and a half at the time, and so I had written, actually it was a blog post, and then the Lutheran Witness was gracious enough to publish it as well, so... It was great to be able to share our story, and I feel like I would love other families who are faced with a prenatal diagnosis to hear our story and know that, yeah, it's really scary and there's a lot of grieving, and it's not an easy diagnosis to receive for a lot of people, myself included, but Sammy has just brought so much joy to our family, and we're so glad he's here. So he's 4 and a half now. Mm-hmm. Time goes fast. And then we also have a daughter named Emmeline, who is almost 7, and then a little guy named Theo, who's almost 1.
I just want to see pictures of smiles. What milestones has Sammy reached now?
So he is, he's pretty delayed even for Down syndrome. There's a range with Down syndrome. It's quite a spectrum. And we think Sammy probably also has autism in addition to Down syndrome. It's kind of the new journey we're taking. It's called a dual diagnosis. So he just started walking in the last few months, and we are so excited about it. He is he's thrilled with himself. It's so cute just how proud of himself he is. And It's been a long, hard-won milestone for him. So that's been huge. And then he's also really taking off with sign language, which is also huge because he doesn't currently have a lot of expressive language. So receptive language is what you understand when people say to you, and he's got really good receptive language. And then expressive language is what you are able to actually say. And he doesn't have a lot of words, but he is doing great with sign language.
How does Emmeline get along with Sammy? What is that relationship like between siblings?
You know, obviously there's going to be some fighting.
Yes, of course.
But she is his biggest cheerleader. She, I have this great video of her helping him when he's first learning to walk with a push toy, and she helps steer it for him, and she's encouraging him and cheering for him, and it really captures, I think, what their relationship is like, where she is so proud of him and so excited for the milestones he reaches.
And you mentioned a new addition to your family, just what, a year old now, is Theo, is that right?
Yes, uh-huh.
How did Sammy welcome Theo into the family? How's that going?
Well, Sammy wasn't too thrilled about being displaced as the baby, I have to say. We're a year in, and now the jealousy goes both ways. So Theo gets jealous when I pay attention to Sam, and Sam gets jealous when I pay attention to Theo, but that's siblings, right? So Sam's adjusting, but he was not too thrilled about a new baby.
We mentioned, we talked a little bit about milestones earlier. How are you celebrating these milestones as you see them in Sammy and Emmeline and Theo? How are you celebrating these milestones as a family?
You know, I don't think it's different than other families would celebrate a milestone. It's, you know, a lot of the cheering and clapping and sharing videos with families and family and friends on Facebook and talking about it with people. But It's different with Sam than when Emmy or Theo meets a milestone, just in that there's that joy of having worked so hard for something.
Recently, there was a post in an article in the Washington Post. It was an opinion column that you shared with me, perspective from a woman regarding her thoughts on why women should have the option to abort their child with Down syndrome. And you had some thoughts in response to that too, as reading it. And I read it, and I think obviously she was in favor of abortion. She appeared to write what some would consider it respectful. Her tone was respectful as she wrote it,
sure.
But she was certainly in favor of abortion as an option for all parents who discover that their child has Down syndrome. What was your reaction when you first read that column?
You know, her tone was respectful, but it still was, it really made me angry, to be honest. And it's devastating to have to say over and over again that babies with Down syndrome have value and people with Down syndrome can live full, happy lives. And who are we to say that their lives aren't worth living? I fully believe that God creates every person exactly as he intends. He doesn't make mistakes. And I feel it's so arrogant to say, the author of the article said, that's not the kind of child I would want. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, we don't get to handpick our children. And where do we draw the line? If there were a prenatal screening for brown eyes instead of blue, or for cancer, or for depression, or any other issue that you can think of that people struggle with, where do we draw the line? And it really comes down to eugenics. There's a gentleman who has Down syndrome named Frank Stevens, who's been a tremendous advocate for people with Down syndrome. And in a speech he gave, he said that we, meaning people with Down syndrome, we are the canary in the eugenics coal mine. And If we think that it's okay to abort somebody just because they have Down syndrome, where are we going to draw the line moving forward?
Absolutely. And what would you say to this blog writer or somebody else that believes that women should have that choice to choose whether or not they want that child? What what encouragement or what positive things can we say to people like that to maybe try to sway their opinion or help them to see the humanity of everybody?
You know, I would say spend some time with people with Down syndrome or other disabilities and get to know them, because they're so much more than their disability. And it's one facet of who they are. You know, when we got Sammy's prenatal diagnosis, all I knew about him was that he was a boy and that he had Down syndrome. And I was terrified. And I really struggled throughout my pregnancy. And so it's not that I'm not sympathetic to people who have made that choice, because it is scary when you, I didn't know anybody with Down syndrome at the time. I wasn't familiar with it. And once Sammy was born, he was just my son. And he continues to just be part of our family and somebody who we love and who loves us so tremendously. And I guess I would just say to anybody, whether you think that babies with Down syndrome should be aborted or whether you think that they should be given life, make room in your lives for people with disabilities and include them and get to know them. And you'll see that they are still people just like you or me.
Just under a minute left. How did you face that fear when you started developing this fear that you don't know anything about Down syndrome, you don't know anyone with Down syndrome, and now you have a child with Down syndrome? How did you and your family face that fear, and how do you help others learn about Down syndrome today?
Yeah, so there are tremendous organizations. It's a great time to be born with Down syndrome in terms of there are so many resources now. So a lot of national and local organizations helping support families with Down syndrome. And I think in terms of my own role in spreading awareness, social media is great in terms of being able to post things and share Sam with family and friends who are spread across the world even. And I've been able to share in Emmy's classroom about Down syndrome. I expect that I'll be able to continue to do that over the years. It's a lot of one-on-one, just talking about Sam and why he's maybe needs a little more help or why he's acting a certain way, but that he's still just a kid.
Hmm. Yeah, and you shared with me, I think one other quick point before we go, you shared with me offline before the program, when interacting with other families with children, helping those children learn a little bit about Sam before they have some time to play together and interact, that made so much sense to me, because then they were, how much of a difference did that make when those children were able to interact, knowing a little bit about Sam before they had some time together?
Yeah, I found that to be really helpful, especially with Emmy's friends, that if you can just kind of prep kids ahead of time, it's normal and fine to have questions, and I encourage them to ask questions. But when they have kind of a little bit of a background and the knowledge ahead of time, then it lets kind of the issues fade into the background and the differences fade into the background, and they can just accept who Sam is. And I found kids to be really accepting when they know ahead of time what to expect.
Ellen McLattery, mother of Samuel, Emmy, and Theo. Thanks so much for being our guest this morning on the Coffee Hour.
Thank you so much for having me.
Coming up in just a little bit, it's Camp Week.
Camp Week.
What a beautiful story. I want to meet
yes,
Sammy someday.
I do too. Put that on our list for our bus tour.
There you go. More Coffee Hour in just a moment. You're listening to Worldwide KFUO.